Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Beis. We're starting Kuf Aleph Umid Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Umid. As you recall, our Perek has been dealing with the din of Gid Hanosha. Says our Gemara, we're not talking about Gid Hanosha now, now we're talking about Eiver Min Hachai. As you're all aware, Eiver Min Hachai is such a Chomer Dik Isser, it doesn't only apply to Jews, it even applies to Goyim. It's the first of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. As you know, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, you have Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and then you have the three cardinal sins. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet is Aleph is Eivah Menachai, Beis is Birchas Hashem, Gimel is Gezel, and Dalet is Dinim, that you have to set up a court system. What are the three cardinal sins? Those things which are Yehurig Val Yavar, Avoid Zurish, Shvichas Dumim, and Gilead Rois. Anyways, Eivah Min Hachai applies to B'nai Noach. This will become very important shortly on the Omid Aleph. But in the meantime, the Gemara tells us, Tuner Abunan, Eivah Min Hachai, Noyeg, the Behema, Chaya, V'oif. The din of Eivah Min Hachai applies across the board. Well, Behemas, Chayas, and not only that, Bein Tameim, Bein Tahirin, even a non-kosher animal. Non-kosher bird. You take an owl, for instance, non-kosher, according to everybody. And you eat it, Eivah Min Hachai, a part of it, Leibedik, you're over on the Isra, Eivah Min Hachai, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Vereb Eluza. So, if for instance you're eating from an Oif Tameh, you're going to be over two Isurim, the Oif Tameh together with the Eivah Min Hachai, as we'll see more in the Gemara shortly. However, Chumamayimrim Ein Noyig Ela B'Tahoyrin, no, the din of Eivah Min Hachai applies Taka the Behema, Chai V'Oif, but only kosher species. And not non-kosher species. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Ushnehen, Mikra Echad Dorshu, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Luzar, and the Chachamim, even though they're arguing lahalacha, but they both learned their halacha from the same pusik. What did it say in the pusik? Now this pusik is a pusik which is in Dvarim Yud Beis. We've lined it on Shabbos and Parshas Sot A. And it follows shortly after an earlier pusik, which talks about until the time that you are in the environs, you're within the Dalet Amos of the Mishkan or Beis Hamikdash, go and bring karbunis like a karbon shlomim. However, ki yirchak mimcha hamukim, let's say you live far away. I live in Bnei Brak, I live in Haifa, I live in Be'er Sheva. I can't go every single day that I want meat shlep to Yerushalayim. And even if I did want to go to Yerushalayim, I would only be able to eat it in Yerushalayim, wouldn't be able to take the Karbon Shlomim back home to Bnei Brak. And my Mishpucha wants to go and eat some fleisch. You're living far away. You can go and eat what we call Basar Taiva. Other, but doesn't have to be Dafka Kamunis. It could be any Basar. And then the Pusik after that says, yeah, but even though it's not Karbonos, what would you do if it was a carbon? What would you do with the dam? You'd have to do a Zerika Sadam on the Mizbeach. So Kedai Techemin, and now that I'm not bringing a carbon, maybe I can eat the dam. Rak Chazak Levilti Achoyl Adam Metunish Esen Kadam Ki Adam Hu Hanofesh. Dam is Nefesh. Okay, so everybody knows you're not allowed to eat dam. But the second part of the Pusik, top of the Omid, is the focus of our Gemara. And that is besides the Isra of eating dam, what does that mean? That is the makar for Eivah Min Hachai by Yidin. There's another pasuk that we're going to come to a little bit further down, Eivah Min Hachai by the Bnei Noach after they came out of the Teva. But here we're talking about normal, regular Tariq mitzvahs. The Torah says, don't eat Eivah Min Hachai. What do you see in the words, Loisoichal HaNefesh Im HaBusar? The way Rashi learns Pshat at the top, Rav Moshe Chaim, it's as if you wrote the words in reverse. Vaysoichal habusar im hanefesh kayim. Yavadi, you're allowed to go and eat busar after you go and shecht me. But don't eat the busar when it's still with its leibedik and nefesh. See top Rashi? Vaysoichal imenu, pa'oicha nefesh imoy. If there's a shantoit of fleish, the behem is already geshochten, yes, you can eat from it. However, if it's still alive, it still has its nefesh boy, then you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi, that's the Asura Eivah Min Hachai. So far, that's according to everybody. Now, what's the machlokes now? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, and the Chacham. Remember, Rabbi Elazar said the halacha applies not only to behema tohira, but even to behema tameyam. Here, Rabbi Shua Elazar Savri, koshata metuva al domay, ata metuva al levurav. Since the Torah puts together these two isurim, first half of the pusik is the isur of eating dam, second half of the pusik is be'evim menachai. Where does the din of dam apply? Din of dam applies across the board to all behemoths, chayis, va'oifais, to hoirim, to meim. There are, by the way, exceptions to the rule which our Gemara doesn't focus on, but Rashi brings it. It's a Gemara Masechtas Krisis, that there is no din, for instance, of dam by shrutzim, or by dogim, or chagovim, right? If you go and buy a fish, years ago you used to go and buy a fresh fish, and they used to go and kill it. So, yes, in the ganze fish, you didn't go and salt it to take out all the dam, you salted it to machir gishmak. But there's no din of dam by fish. Same thing with the others, Rashi brings also mahal chishtayim. You know what mahal chishtayim means?
Mention like fresses.
Mention fresses, exactly. Cannibals. Exactly. Shkoyach. So there's no din of dam by shrutim dog and chom. But maaseh, but behind his chayis, but oif his bein, to hoid him bein tamein, there's a din of dam. Ah, the zukta chrebihid rabbi aluza. Kosh adam et tzivah, domoy, any type of behem chay v'oif, including tzimeyim, your mitzivah al domoy, that's mitzivah al elivurav, your ultimate tzivah on aver min hachay. Mahana tzimeyim nami. A filet of behem et tzimeyim. It's a horse, it's a chamor. It makes a difference. Hoy about the mitzvah al-domen, you're not allowed to eat the dam of a horse. At the mitzvah al-vurav, then you also mechiev on the din of Eiver Me'en Hachai. So that's the first drush of Yud and Rabbuz. V'rabban and Zavri, lo'yisoych ala nefesh im abusa. Put aside the isra of dam. Let's just focus on these five words. Six words. Lo'yisoych ala nefesh, five words. Hanefesh im abusa. Is a chmashma. If the busa has the nefesh still in it, in other words, it's still labor, they could say menachai, two menishes. But take out the nefesh, as a shayin gishachtin, there's no nefesh left. All you have left is the busa. Ah, it's a dusuk to Yimura. Rabbanan sabli nef, loyseichal nefeshim a busa. El a busa lechidei. Don't eat the busa when the nefesh is still around, meaning it's even menachai. Only eat it when it's a shayin toit, when it's already gishachtin busa. Darshanimar, kosher besorah, yimutter. Any type of meat, were you allowed to eat it without the nefesh when it's not Eva Menachai? At Mitzvah Alevurav. Mchosha Emesur Emitta. You can't eat the booster anyway. Why? Because it's a behema tamea, a non kosher animal. So don't tell me Ve'eva Menachai. The reason why you're not allowed to eat it because it's a trefa behema. It's a horse. It's a chamor. It's an elephant. That's the reason why you can't eat from it. So then, at Mitzvah Alevurav, then there's no din of nefesh in a busa, because you're not allowed to eat the busa itself. So you don't have to come on to nefesh im habusa. So therefore, what is the pasuk telling us? In a case where the busa itself is mutalach, that you're allowed to eat it, because you're talking about a behema tohoira, make sure that it's geshachtin, and you don't eat ever min hachai. That's the machloik between the Yehuda Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham. Because the Yehuda Rabbi Elazar, they hold that the din Eivim Menachai even applies to a Basar Tamei Behema Tamei, but not according to the Rabban. Frank Timura, both of these drushes, Rabbi Yochanan said on the bottom, beautiful kishmak of Rabbi Yehuda Lamalekra. What do I need a new pusik by Eivim Menachai? Leisi Isser Eivim Leichel Al Isser Tema. Why don't I go and say that the Isser of Eivim Menachai is an Isser which is chomor? Why is it chomor? Shkeni surai noyig ben menei noyach. Why does the Gemara ask this kasha? Because we had the same Rabbi Yehuda yesterday, like Gabi Gina Noshe. You remember in the Mishnah, we had a machloikis whether Gina Noshe is noyig b'tahoira only, or also b'tameya. Rabbi Yehuda said, af b'tameya. And the Chum said, where do you take that from? Said Rabbi Yehuda, because it's an Isser chomor, it already predates Har Sinai, already Bnei Yaakov, the Al Tzatzatin, even before the Tagbitz. Exactly, that's what he said. And if you remember right after the Mishnah, more at the summer of Yehuda, Isser Chal Aliser, but Tani, he doesn't hold Isser Chal Aliser. So the more Oskifit at the bottom, the reason is because this is, happens to be an Isser Chomor. Look in the bottom of the Omid, five, six lines on the bottom of Kif Omid, Beis. Avagav the Isser Timah Kudim, or the Isser Gid Chayil Alei, why she can Yisura Noibim Nei Noyach? Says the Gemara, that's the same Svara over here too, that this Eiv Menachai is Noibim Nei Noyach. And although the Gemara uses the same Lashon, it's really not exactly the same, because the din of Eiv Menachai Nei Noyach means Alagoyim. Masha'enken, the din of Gid Anosha, only applies to Yidin. The fact that he refers to B'nai Noyach and B'nai Yaakov because they predated before Har Sinai, before the Torah was given. So Ma'adach, we're saying that the din of Gid Anosha is considered to be Chomor, and that's why it's Noyach but Tameya, because Gid Anosha predated Har Sinai when Yidin weren't B'nai Yisrael yet. There were only still B'nai Noyach or B'nai Yaakov. Here too, Eiv Menachai is even for the B'nai Noyach. That being the case, of the Yimura, it's a Iser Chomer. That's why Iser is Chal Al Iser. So, Ibazar, you couldn't tribute Yehuda. I don't need this new drasha of Rabbi Yochanan. That says the reason is Loisechon Lefshim Abusa. And the Pusik put it together with Dam. And Dam is Shaykh both by Behema Tehoira. And Behema Temeya is Eva Menachai is also Noig by Behema Temeya. I don't need that. I can learn it from the same Makoya that Rabbi Yehuda learned. This is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda together. I'm sorry, Nochum.
No, you're obviously
that's the kasha. Why does Rabbi Yochanan?
So he holds that it's not necessary, and he also holds that it's does Anna Lisser Kyle gonna do the puzzle? He's saying you don't need the buster, so I don't see the one they seem parallel.
The Gemara's kasha is, why do I need Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk leisoichel hanefesh imabasa, according to Rabbi Yehuda? I'm sorry?
The pasuk's coming for which sheet?
Look, please start again on the bottom of the Yomid. Rabbi Yochanan, ushneyem mikra echadorsha. Shneyem means Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar on one side, and the chumim on the other side. They both learn their limudim respectively from the same pasuk. Going now to the top of the Yomid, that's Eiv Menachai, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar, Sabri. The way they interpret it is that since the first half of the Pusik is talking by Dam, and Dam is universal by all, Behemoth, Chayes, Oifois, Tmeyois, Tahoirois, same thing Eiv Menachai. So that's the drasha according to Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar.
My understanding of Rabbi Yochanan for the first sheet was to how we get out from Dagen.
Our Gemara is not talking about Dagim. I only wanted to show off, and that's why I told you about Dagim. Our Gemara doesn't deal with Dagim. All our Gemara deals with.
The drasha, by definition, deals with
Dagim.
It compares it to Dam.
No. This pusik has nothing to do with Dagim because this pusik is a follow up on the earlier pusik that says, you're allowed to go and check Book of Betzain, and of course, you're allowed to go and check Chayis Tehoirois, you're allowed to go and check. Oifois, all of those things, make sure you shecht it, you don't do Eivim and Achai. So I would think, but maybe it's only by those kosher animals, but not a non-kosher animal, because non-kosher animal, you don't shecht it anyway. So Gemara, since the Pusik puts together Dam in the beginning of the Pusik, which is universal by all Behemoth Chai's Oifois, same thing as the Gab in the case of Eivim and Achai, it's universal, all Behemoth Chai's and Tahoirois, Bain kosher, Bain non-kosher, Behemoth Tahoirois, Behemoth Tameis, same thing. So now the Gemara's kash is, according to Yehuda, what do I need this brand new pasuk for? I can learn it just the same way that Yehuda learned yesterday that the Isser of Gid Anosha is Chal on Temeya, because the Isser B'Bnei Noyach, here too, learn Eiv Menachai is Noi B'Behemis Temeyois, like, because it's Isser B'Bnei Noyach, the Gemara Ein Achanami, you're 100% right. According to Yehuda, we do not need the new drasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan come up with this new pasuk? The Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar distinguishes between Gid Anosha and Eiv Menachai. But in Achanam, according to Yehuda, you don't need a new limud. Tanam Yochi bring a raya from a braisa which is directly on point, and the braisa says mamish word for word like Rabbi Yochanan. Vusuk the braisa, Eiv Menachai, Noyik, the behema chaya va'oif bein temeya. Vein tohoira shenemar, the posik that Rabbi Yochanan wrote, rak chazak levilti achoil hadam, kosher atem b'tzival dama, atem b'tzival leivorov. Any type of behema chayiv oif that you're chayiv on dam, which includes behemois tmeyois and behemois tohoirois, or yichayiv on dam, yehutz mechuyiv on eivorov, because the posik says leisoichel nefesh imabos. Because she atem b'tzival dama. where you're not mitzvah al-domai, iyat mitzvah al-eivorim. Then there's no din of Eivim and Achai. Divrei Reb Loza. Notice we leave out Reb Yehuda. Because Reb Yehuda says, although I agree with Reb Loza's halacha, I don't need this pusik. I know that Eivim and Achai is also a behemoth tmeya from the fact that I have the Isser Chomor of Eivim and Achai, because it's also b'nei noyach, and therefore it's chal on the Isser of behemoth tmeya. The Chachamim Moimrim, again, just like Rabbi Yochanan said, Eino Noig Ela B'Torim Shinema Loisoich HaNefesh Ima Basar Ela HaBasar L'Chudei. Don't eat the Nefesh Ima Basar, in other words, when it's still Eivim Menachai. Only eat the Basar alone, meaning after it's Gishacht. So Kosh P'sori Mutter Ad Mitzvah Al Eivorov. When are you over? When are you Mitzvah and Eivim Menachai? Only if the Basar is Mutter to eat. Otherwise, make sure you eat Gishacht in a flesh. Don't eat Nefesh Ima Basar flesh. Don't eat Eivim Menachai. However, the basar is not mutulah because it's a behemoth tmeya, and not the mitzvah of, I don't have to come on to naya dinam of eiv menachai. Anyway, it's also you're not allowed to eat a horse because a horse is a horse is a horse. Doesn't make a difference. Eiv menachai shkishachten nishkishach meturach mishas. So therefore, there's no dinner eiv menachai by behemoth tmeyas. So far, this brisa is word for word like Rabbi Yochanan givalt. And now we add a third mandiyama, which we did not have until now. And that's Reb Meir. Reb Meir Oimer. Ein noyig ele behema tohira buvad. It's not noyig, not by chaya, and not by oif, and not by any tmeyois, only behema tohira buvad. What's the makar? So now we're going to have the makar according to Reb Meir. You see in the parentheses a simon. Simon Shmuel, Shila, and Shimi, or Simi. You'll see why the Gemara gives this Simon. Because we have here three times Rabba in a row, quoting Rav Chisda v'Seimer Rav Yosef. But each one of these Rabba has a different father. Give a kick. Omer Rabba bar Shmuel. Shmuel, that's the first in the Simon. Right? Give a kick, Rav Moshe Chai. Omer Rabba bar Shmuel. Omer Rav Chisda v'Seimer Rav Yosef. The Amri, the other said, no, it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel, it was Omer Rabba bar Shiloi. That's the second in the parentheses. Again, Omer Rav Chizda v'Seim Rav Yosef. The Amri, the other said, no, it was Rabba bar Shimi. Omer Rav Chizda v'Seim Rav Yosef. That's why you have the Shimi, Simi there in the parentheses. Three. Exactly. So we have the three rabbis. What did they say? My time is Rameya. Omer Krah said the Pasuk is Zavachta mitkorcho mitzaincha. That's the pasuk that we quoted before. That's Vez on Yetorah or Hashalem. Ki yechach mimcha mokim. You don't live in Yerushalayim. You don't live in Shiloh. You're not in the Midbar. You don't have a Mishkan. What should I do? You don't have to bring a korban. You can go and eat it. Basar taiva. Zavachta mimkorcho mitzaincha. Shenosan Hashem lecho kashet tvisicha. Bishorecha. Bechol avid. Any way you want. Basar taiva. However, what do we learn? Two psukim later. Go now to Torah Ora Shalom Ois Aleph. Notice this is two psukim after that previous pasuk. Rakhazap, and be careful. Don't eat the dam. I know you're not doing a dam on the Mizbeach, but don't eat it. Damu Nefesh. Second Nefesh Basar, second Aloch, and don't eat Eivor Menachai. So you see, the whole Eivor Menachai is just a continual further enunciation of the din of Zavachtim Yitkorcha Mitzaincha. You're allowed to go and check the kosher behemah. Bakar, but don't eat Eivim Menachai. So since Eivim Menachai is juxtaposed, it's brought together with Bakar Chatzaincha, so you see that the Isra Eivim Menachai is only by Behema Tahoira Vilvad. That's the Makar of Ramey. Zayigit. What don't you understand? Tell me, which Behema Tahoira are you familiar with that you're allowed to eat from?
Only
the which one? Can you tell me names of those? Bokar and Tzoyn. Where is that pusik? Look in Torah or Shulam. You have Ois Beis, Kircha Mimcha Mukaim, Zavach Mekarcha Mitzaynka. The Vishtaitis in the Torah, Devarim Yud Beis Chof Aleph. We learned it on Shabbos Kodesh. Now let's go back to Aleph. Aleph is Devarim Yud Beis Chof Gimel. Just two psukim later. Even though you're not bringing a carbon, you don't need the dam to be put in a mizrog for a zrik on the mizbeach. You're 100% right. But don't eat it anyway. That's halacha number one. Number two. So what does that mean, nefesh emabusar? Tap Rashi, Eivim Menachai. So where did the Torah give us an is Eivim Menachai? Didn't talk about oifis, we're not talking about chayas, we're not talking about tmeyos, we're only talking about behemotoyra. Which behemotoyra? Like you said before,
book
of its own. That's Rameya. Ain't no eagle behemotoyra, move on. It's a chid, it's a freedom. Yep. Fine. So with this, we have completed that first part of the sugya. And now Rav comes up with a number of chidushim. Chidush number one, Amr of Gidl, Amr Rav. This whole machloikis, whether the din of Eva Menachai applies across the board, and Bein Tehoiros, Bein Temeos, or no, maybe only by Tehoiros, or no, maybe only by Behemoth Buvad, this three way machloikis is Alis by Yin, machloikis by Yisrael. Abenoyach, Dibriakoil, Muzer, Ala Temeim, Kitahoira. And the Svar, of course, is very simple, because a goy, by him, there's no din of eating dafke, a kosher species of animal. He doesn't have to eat dafke, boke, butoy. He can eat from a horse and from a chamor and from an elephant and anything else. So Ibazoi, when he has the Isra, even Menachai, it goes across the board. Don't go and eat it when it's still alive in the behemoth, the chai, the oif. Make sure that it's shentoy. You don't have to shacht it, chagoy. But make sure that it's not alive and aver from a chai. Avbenoyach mizah al tveim kitoy. Tana mihochi, arayi takat rev yidl omer rav. Eivim menachai, ben noyach muzer olav, ben noyach, ala tmeim, kitehoyim. The Israelite muzer, let oyim bulvad. So now, we just...
Is there somebody in the morning, is it possible to be for something that a boy should be...
The Rashi brings that. We see that in Rashi in a moment. Yeah, the Baltimore is named there, Rashi. But getting back to the Gemara over here, the Gemara says, the Eivim menachai is noyach across the board, tmeim, kitehoyim, the Israelite muzer, ala tehoyim bulvad. Now, the word tohoidim is a little bit vague or ambiguous. When we say tohoidim, do we mean behemachai v'oif tohoidim? Or do we mean only behemois tohoidrois? Therefore, the Gemara brings both pshatim. Ikariyami tohoidra v'remeir, that the real girsa of this brisa that we are just quoting now is the Yisrael ainam muzer el ala tohoidra bilvad, and that would be like remeir, a behema tohoidra. What's tohirim? The hema chaya the oifos. But Rabbanan, that's like the Rabbanan that we had before. Omer of Shizvi. I'm going to bring a raya to Rav Gidl Omer Rav that the halucha of Eivim Menachai by Goyin, by Bnei Noyach, is not only by behemois tohirois, but behemois tomeois, and that everybody agrees to. Right, Rav Gidl Rav Simachlik of the Yisrael Ben Noyach. Everybody, you did by calling Musa al Tveim Kitoyim. What? Bring me a rai from a pasuk. Afanan Namitinina. Ochel Eivim Menachai Mimeno. Ein Soifer Garboim. Vein Shchita Mitaharos. What is this all about? This is a Mishnah in Masechtas Taharis. Remember, there's a Seder Taharis, but in the Seder Taharis is a Mishnayis which is called Taharis. So Vushtei Dotan in the Mishnah. That Mishnah is talking about Oif Tomei. Oif Tomei is all those 20, 21, 24 Oifis Tomeis that we enumerated in the Torah when we laid on Shabbos Kodesh. It's called Oirev Laminoi. It's a Duchifas, it's a Atale, the Aya, the Rod, the Daya, all of those wonderful Oifis Tomeis. So what does it say? Ochel Eivir Menachai Mimena. That Mishnah is talking about Oifis Tomeis. If you ate Eivir Menachai from that Oif Tomei, Einoi Soifig Arboim. No dinamakas. No dinamakas. Vein shchita mitarasa. And the shchita is not mitired. Now, what does this mean? That ain't a sefer garboim in the ratio, I understand. That's going either according to the Rabbanon or according to the mayor. Since we're talking about oifois to meyois, no dinamakas. This Tana holds that the din of Eva Menachai by Yidin only applies to a menachai, either from a behema to hoira, or from behema chaya the oifois to hoiras, but not by an oif tamei. So therefore, ain't a surfing about. Vein shchita mitarasa. Now, what means ain't shchita mitarasa? Rashi immediately points out we're not talking about being mitaher in terms of tahara. It's not a nevela, and therefore you don't have to worry about touching it, because by a nevelas oif tamei, there is no din of tumah rabbeisai. If you took an oif tomei, such as an owl or a raven, an oirev, and what did you do with it? It died, and you're touching it and you're holding it and you're even if you're eating it, because the whole din of eating a nevela of an oif is only by an oif tohar. If you eat a nevela's oif tohar, it's metame bebeisa blia, even lechabes begodim. That's a gevaldi gezach, but that's only by an oif tohar, not by an oif tame. Oif tame, there's no din of maga, masa, achila, gurnished. So therefore, when it says over here now, vein shechita mitarasa, even if you were to go and shecht it, it's not going to go mi metayr b'dei nevela. That doesn't make any sense. Of course it's not going to be metayr. There's no din of tuma to start off with. Meretach duving oifos tameis, you don't need a shechita to metayr. It's tar as it is, even though it's a nevela. So zukti mur mamai. So what are we talking about in the second half? Ein shechita mitarasa. Even if it be Yisrael, Shita, the ain't shechita b'terasa. So says Rashi. When we're saying ain't shechita b'terasa, we're not talking about tahara now. We're talking about kashrus. Whether you're allowed to go and eat from it as a result of the shechita. So if you're talking about Yisrael, of course the shechita is not going to help. If I were to go and take a non-kosher bird, whether it's a raven or whether it happens to be an owl, whether it's a bat, and I take the best shechita and he shechs it, is it going to be kosher?
No.
Of course not. It's a non-kosher species of bird. So what are we must be talking about? Ela b'bnei noyach. Must be talking about this second half of the Brais, actually a Mishnah, that we're talking about b'nei noyach. So now before we continue on, notice we're talking about an oif tameh. The first part of the Mishnah says, achol evim menachayim imena ein esofer gaboyim. That's talking about Yidden. They're not going to go and get malchus for eating that evim menachayim. Why won't they get it? Because this Tana holds. It's only by oifos tahoyros, or the heim achayva oif tahoyros, and not by oifos tamei. So that's talking about a yid. The second part, the shechita b'terasa, again, we're not talking about tumah v'tahara, we're talking about kashrus. The shechita is not going to go and help to go and eat from it. So, Gemara, if we're talking right to the second half of the Mishnah by Yisrael, pshita den shechita b'terasa. If you shecht a horse, does it become kosher?
No.
So if you shecht an owl, or you shecht a raven, or any of those other oifis tamayas, of course it's not matai. Elamai must be talking about a lab of b'nei noyach. So what do I see the b'nei noyach? That the Mishnah is telling you, you can go and shecht this bird for b'nei noyach, sitagunish helfin. It's going to remain evim menachai. What do I see? Mechlal da'asr. So I see that even though we're talking about oifos tamayos, this is like Rav Gidl Omer Rav said before, then menoyach tiviyakol muzral tamein kitahoyrim, oifos tamayos are as asr, just like oifos tahoyres, and like a behema tahoyre and a chaya tahoyre. No machlokes, everybody agrees. Fine, so as b'chor ashayna raya from this Mishnah. Ramani Bar Patish says the same thing, but he says a bekitzur. He asks, Rami Reisha Asefa. The Reisha says, Ein Sofer Garbuim is talking about Yid. Vein Shechita Metarasa is not talking about a Yid. Of course, if you shecht an owl, it's not going to become kosher for a Yid. So must be talking about B'nei Noyach. Says Taker Mani Bar Patish, Rami Reisha Sefer Mishani. Reisha is talking about Yisrael, Ein Sofer Garbuim. Vein Shechita Metarasa is talking about Ben Noyach. Reisha. So he just said the same Shtikal Torah, but in five words instead of an expanse of kashim. Good. That was the first Rav Gidl Marav that even Menachai is noy b'bnei noyach across the board, even by behemoth oifos tamei. Now the Gemara says another halacha of Rav. Rav, even Menachai tzorich kizayis. You want to be over even Menachai, make sure you get a ganza kizayis. My timer. What's the reason why? Achila k'siva bay. Shteitachem pusig a loshen achila. Where does it say a loshen achila? Top line on today's Umid Aleph. V'lo yisoyich ala nefesh and abasa. And we know stam achila is b'kizayis. So the choyda, very, very, very simple. Good. So break the Gemara yet. Now the Gemara is going to ask three kashas umarav on Rav's halacha, one after the other. And the Gemara is going to give the same teretz again and again and again, as you will see. Masr Rav Amram, Ochel Eiver Menachai Mimena. That's the Mishnah that we just brought in Masechtas Taharis, that you Eiver Menachai from what? From Oifos Tamer. Ein Esofik Zabar. You don't get Malkus. Ben Shechita Meterasa. And as far as B'nei Noyach is concerned, the Shechita is not going to help. It remains an Eiver Menachai. Frank Ding Marien. Why does it say Ein Esofik Zabar? Now we're talking about Oifos Tamer. I can understand that the Mishnah saying you don't get Malkus because of the din of Eiver Min HaChai. Because this Tana holds Eiver Min HaChai by Ayid only applies to those which are Tahoirais. Either Behemah Tahoirah, like Remeir, or Behemah Chai V'Oifis Tahoirais, like the Rabbanan. That's why you don't get Malkus. Fine, so you don't get Malkus because Eiver Min HaChai. But why don't you get Malkus because you're even eating from an Oif Tameh? After all, we have the 24 Oifis Tameis, which Torah enumerated, based called Oirev Lamina, Ayah, Dayah, Ra. So you should get Malkus because of that, because he's eating an Oif Tameh. Bisol Gedai Tech Bein Kezayis, Tepek Leitek Ochel Kezayis, from an Oif Tameh, Maskim. He doesn't get Malkus for Eivim and Achai, because it's an Oif Tameh. But he should get Malkus because he's eating an Oif Tameh. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat all of the Oifis Tameis. So if you're talking about a Kezayis, why doesn't he get Malkus because of that? Every time a person eats Eivim and Achai from an Oif Tameh, you can have a machloikis with your chayv, Eivim and Achai, and Nisht Eivim and Achai. But do you agree that you be chayv al Oif Tameh?
Yes.
Exactly. So why did it say Inus Oif Ekes Harabayim? It says there's no Malkus. Yes. Don't give Malkus, it is. You give Malkus for that. Malkus is not pleasant for whatever the reason is. So why does it say in the surface of it? Says Zokti Mora. So what the Mora? Okay, the Isol Kedai to be in a Kazayis. If you tell me you require a Kazayis, tape a the Kochel Kazayis, not a Kazayis of Eiv Menachai, but a Kazayis of the Oif Tomei. So if you would hold not like Rav, and you do not need a Kazayis, so when it says there in the Mishnah, Ochel Eiv Menachai, Ein a Sofik is a Boim, it's talking about that he only ate a Kol Shehu of the Eiv Menachai. And he's potter because the Tana holds that there's no din of Eivim B'chai by Oifois Tameois. So give him Petch because he ate Oifois Tameois. Oifois Tameois, somebody have to have an Achiva B'Kazayis. So that's why you don't get any Malkus whatsoever. But if you're telling me that for Eivim B'Chai you also need a Kazayis, and the person ate a Kazayis, Eivim B'Chai from a Tomei Dika Oif, fine. You hold that there's no din of Eivim and Achai by Oifis Tomei. But there's a din of Oif Tomei by Oif Tomei. So you should get Malkus because of Oif Tomei. And for the Gemara, Kiram Rav Nachman. The Mashu Basar, Gidim Vat Tomeis. Hachanami, the Mashu Basar, Gidim Vat Tomeis. What does the Gemara mean to say? That the two ways of adding up to a Kezayis. When we're talking about the Oif Tomei B'Kezayis, it means that you're eating from the basar of the Oif Tomei. Not that you're eating from the Gidin Batzameis, Rashi says, because that's not a shtig basar. That's not even considered to be the Oif Tomei. The Oif Tomei, the third asset, is the basar. Masha'en Kim, you're talking about Eivim Menachai. Eivim Menachai, by definition, means a whole limb, and that whole limb includes basar Gidin Batzameis. Ah, so that's very good now. In the Mishnah, Mesechtes Taharis, when it said that you ate Agantza Eivir Menachai, Avada Rav is right. You have to have a Shir Kezayis. However, since this man the Emma holds it, there's no Eivir Menachai by Oifis Tameyois, no din of Malkus. So you ask, okay, out Eivir Menachayim don't give, Eivir Menachai don't give, but go and give a Malkus because of Oif Tamei. There was no Kezayis. What do you mean there was no Kezayis? You just said that you ate a Kezayis. The Kezayis was an Eivir of Basar, Gidim, Batzameis together. No Eivim and Achai, but Oif is Tameis. But since he ate a Kezayis, he should be Chayiv al Oif Tameis, but he didn't eat a Kezayis of Basar, he only ate a Kezayis together with the Gidim Batzameis. The Gidim Batzameis is like Malav like Moirit. It's as if he took the Basar, which was only half a Kezayis, and he added ketchup to it, and he had some sauerkraut and some coleslaw, so Mashlim le Kezayis. But in terms of the Oif Tameis, he only had a half a Kezayis. So that's why you butter out Oif Tameis.
Awesome.
We're going to have the same Shakla B'Tayri again, two more times. Toshima, the Omer Rav. Now with the same Rav that requires Eivim Menachai, Torah Kezayis. The Omer Rav, Ochal Tzipor Tohoira B'Chayeho B'Kol Shehu. You ate a Tzipor Tohoira B'Chayeho. That means Eivim Min Hachai. And what did the Rabbanan hold when we start off today's Gemara? Ton Rabbanan, Beheima Chai B'Oif. If you go and eat Eivim Menachai, you're Chayov. Okay, that's good, but it says bekoshu. Top line it says bekoshu. Koshu means you do not need a kezayis. This is the same Rav that five lines ago said Omer Rav Eiv Menachai Tzorach Kezayis, and here he says Rabbi Ochel Tziba Tohira Bechaya Eiv Menachai Bekoshu Fa Abisla Eiv Menachai. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now before we finish off the kasha, the Gemara continues to tell us the rest of what Rav said, which we don't need for the kasha. The kasha is already fully baked. Rav and the Omer Aleph says, you want to go and be over Eva Menachai, you need a kazayis. Here he says, you only need a kosher. It's a stira. But let's continue on the same Rav. Rav says, that that's bechayeha, the misasa. If the tzipa Torah is already dead, what's a classic case of tzipa Torah? A chicken. Now it's dead, then there's a shir b'kazayis. Because no longer talking about Eva Menachai, now we're talking about a nevela. Nevela, according to everybody, is a shir kazayis. Utamei, and if you're talking about an oif tamei, bein b'chayya, ben b'misasa b'koshu, then the iser is a shir of a koshu. Why? Rashi says, because this Tana holds, just like we had yesterday, some Tanoim held that a Gira Nosha has a din of a barrier. He holds that if you eat Agansa Tzipor Temeya, then you're going to be over, even if it's a Klenchiger, a small little bird. Makes no difference. If you ate the whole thing, you're going to Chai Bekoshu out a barrier. Anyway, the second half doesn't concern us. It's the beginning, the top line, which we already asked the Kasha. Rav and the Umar Aleph said, if you want to be over Emir Chayes, Kizayes and Dushte Bekoshu. Everyone, Nochum Ulazel Beter, Tochanami, Himashu, Boser, Gidim Vatsames. When he said here on the topic Koshu, he meant Koshu of Boser. You're going to be over if you add to that Koshu of Boser, Gidim Vatsames. And therefore, when you read the words, Himashu, Boser, Gidim Vatsames, you don't read it together, Schnell, you have to make a comma after the Boser. He only ate a half a kezayis of basar, a mashu of basar. But together with that, he had gidim batzameis, he was mashlim le kezayis. That's what Rav meant in the Omer Aleph. Rav never said you have to have a kezayis of basar. He said, aver minachai yer chai the kezayis. What's the definition of an aver? Aver means a limb of the animal. But you don't eat just the bone of the limb. You eat the bone together with the gidim, together with the basar, the whole alis tzizamin. Then you need a kazayas. So why did the Braisa say, why did Rav say in the top of the Amid be koshu? Koshu basar. Izachzeya gishmak zaya get. Now you should just point out one little thing, that based on the Gemara's Teretz, the two koshuhus which are quoted here in the Gemara b'shem Rav are different. Because the top of koshu that we're talking about is, he really ate a full-fledged kazayas. Was only a koshu of basar. But then we continue on. By the tmeya, bin b'chaya, bin b'misasa, b'koshu, this is Taka talking about even if all he ate was a koshu. In other words, that the ganze bird was a small little bird that fit into the palm of your hand, l'havdol like the turim b'nei yoyna that they did the malika in the base of Mikdash. Here we're talking about an oif tmeya, a klein shigel, small little chiclet, and he ate it even though it's only a koshu. Even the Eva Menachai, the ganze bird was a koshu. Mit the Ginim Atzomis? The whole kit and caboodle. It says this.
It also changes the pastus of the way I would read the statement because it turns it from a fumra into a kula.
Okay. Anyway, so the bottom.
So he's telling you that you need to have a little bit of basa.
Okay, so the top koshu is referring to a koshu which is really a kazayis for the ganze Eva. But this koshu at the end is talking about Altsberia, even if the whole thing, the ganze bird, is less than a kazayas, you're going to be chayv. So this is not my... That's the top toysis. And that's why I was quoting it. Zokt Rashi took toysis at the top. According to Gemara's Teretz, Mashu Basar Gidim Atzomis, Ubein HaKoyl, Zokt Shehei Kazayas, like Rav said in the Omer Aleph. V'loy have a kimashu deseiv, but have a barrier. V'have a mashu mamish. That mashu means, koshu means taka, the whole bird was a koshu. The basar, the gidim vatsomis, even the plastic wrap that came with it when you bought it in the store, all to throw that in. Also, all part of one koshu. It did not rise to the level of a kazayas. Chayv al zberia. For beria, you don't need a kazayas. So, therefore, the two different mashus. The koshu on the top line is a koshu of basar, but add to it gidim vatsomis, and together you have a ganza kazayas. The safe one, you're talking about a barrier. If it's a koshu, the whole thing is a koshu. Boss it. Eat him a thomas. Alles bako miko ka. Yes, the two koshus are different. Toshima, third kasha on Rav. Notel tzipor she'ein boy kezayis. Clearly, the ganze tzipor nishke kezayis, like we just spoke about. Small, little tzipor doesn't have a kezayis. Now, here we're talking about lechayre. Rashi says the itahayra. We're talking about a tor, but we're not talking about a tummy bird. A klein chiga bird, like a torim ben ayoina, which fit into the palm of the hand, which is so small, he did malikim with the finger, very small, didn't even have a full kezayis. So not to see b'shem by kezayis, but cholin he ate the ganze zach. Rebbe is poiter. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon is Machayev. Now, what's the svara of Rebbe Reb Lozer Reb Shimon? We're not talking anymore about a ganze beria. We're now only talking about the din of a kosher bird. Whole bird was less than a kezayis. You ate the whole bird, says Rebbe, you're potter. What's the svara of Rebbe? So Rashi tells us, and we'll see this in the Gemara in another moment or two, because the word Eiver Menachai means an Eiver Min Hachai. You had a ganze bird. How many evorim does a bird have? Chvaisish. I know a person has ramach evorim, so probably a bird has 50 evorim, 60, 12, 10. It has a whole bunch of evorim. Rebbe holds the only time you're chayiv on an aver if you only eat an aver. If you eat the whole thing, even though we normally hold yesh b'chlal masayim mana, so if I eat the entire bird, I've eaten 5, 10, 20 evorim. Rebbe says, no. When I look at a full bird, this, even though it's a shleim and many evarim, I'm only chayiv if I ate one aver. So what the person could have done, would have done, should have done, was take off one aver, and he ate it. And then he would be chayiv. But because of the fact that he ate the whole bird, a shleim, he didn't eat an aver menachai. Now, I know this sounds very unique. Let's look at the Rashi, Rebbe Poiter. It's about 10 lines into the narrow lines. Rebbe Poiter, Mefarish, V'Yozla, the Kesover. Ein eiver menachai b'shleima to love eiver mekari. If you're eating a shleima, the ganze bird, there's no din of eiver menachai because it's not an eiver. I'm eating the ganze chai. I'm not an even eiver menachai. Eches the ganze chai. Umiyo yike kzayis evim chai b'toli gorim ibasim menachai b'machai b'alib kzayis. Okay. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now. So the Gemara told us you took a ganze tzipar she'ein by kzayis and you ate the whole thing. Rebbe says you're potter. Why? Because you didn't eat an eiver menachai. You ate the shleima. Come on, give me a break. Inside every shleima, there are a bunch of next Rashi. Blazer Reb Shimon Mechayiv. So Rashi, the kasev shleima ain lecha ever minachai gadol mizeh ubeever lebeinik zayis. In other words, Reb Blazer Reb Shimon says, don't look upon this tzipor as if it has 5 evarim, 10 for it. The fact that you ate the whole tzipor ain lecha ever chay mizeh. This was a digressed ever minachai. Not only did you take it.
So you
like Reb Lozer Reb Shimon? Yeah. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon was a very, very distinguished individual.
The way the Rebbe's learning it seems he has some sort of thing with an Eber as a Dafar, because the Lasha of Basar doesn't say anything about Eber. That only one
aver,
not many
aver. You know what you're saying makes a lot of sense. 100%. But the way land to the din of aver menachai is one aver and not multiple aver. So that's Rebbe and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. But notice that although there's a machloikis, the gabe, whether a bird should be looked upon as multiple avarim or one aver, but kuli alma moide that the shear is a shear of notel tzipor she'ein boy kizayis va'acholai. You do not have a kizayis. Rebbe says, your potter, Reb Lozer Reb Shimon is machai. Clearly, Reb Lozer Reb Shimon argues with Rav and says, you don't need a kezayis. He's machai. And even Rebbe agrees, because the only reason why Rebbe says it's potter because you ate a shleima and not an aver. Rebbe doesn't say that the reason why you're potter is because you didn't eat a kezayis. A kezayis doesn't bother me, because even menachai, you're chai, even a kolshu, even a mashu. So I have a kasha from both Rebbe and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon on our Rav, because Rav said in the Amud Aleph, you have to have Davka, Kizayis. Exactly. And here it says, not Lopti, but She'ein Boy Kizayis, in Yishda. The Gantz of Feigl Harnishka Kizayis. And then Reb Lozer Reb Shimon says, Yechayiv anyway. Now Reb Lozer Reb Shimon has a brief dialogue with Rebbe. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, Kal V'choymer, Al Eivr Mimena Chayiv, Al Kula, Loikol Shkein. Mhadach on one Eivr, which is 1 out of 10, 1 out of 50, whatever the number is. You're chayv on one. If he's a machmer, he eats a nochen eiver. Estach de ganze feigel, he eats the entire tzipor. The chamada is going to be chayv. That's what Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon said. So Rabbi and Rabbi disagrees. Now let's continue on the same Braisa Nochem. Weiter, Chanok of Achola, instead of eating it Leibedikahait when it's alive, he went and choked it and ate it now after it's already dead. So at this point, it becomes a nevela. And it's a nevela of an oif tohar. We're not talking about an oif tameh, of an oif tohar. Divya Kol, everybody would agree then, oh, it's no longer Eva Menachai. Bekolshu, memuz machan akizayis. Okay, so that's Rebbe and Rulaz Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara is bringing the kasha on Rav. Ad kanli pligi. What's the machlek between Rebbe that holds potter? Rulaz Reb Shimon holds chayiv. El demar sova bechayeho li evorim oimedes. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon says, I look at this bird. I don't look at it as one entity, a shleima. I look at it with my x-ray vision as if I'm taking a CAT scan. And I'm saying, I see here 10, 12, 50 evarim in this little foigel. And therefore, if I take all of the evarim and I eat all of them, I've eaten 10, 20, 50 evarim minachais. Not just one evarim minachai. I ate the entire bird because the chayel evarim minachais. Umar Sava says, Rabbi, no, I just look at the oif the way it is now. I don't look upon the fact that you might or might not cut it into evarim. B'chayalav evarim emetis. And since he ate a full bird, it's not an evarim and a chai, it's a chai. And if what Rabbi says, it's potter. Okay, so that's the machlokes, like we explained before in the Rashi, that Rabbi holds your only chai on an evar and not on a shleimer. However, the kuliyam mielay bina kazayis. It's crystal clear you don't need a kazayis, because that's how we start off the brisa. Notel tzibur she'ein boy kazayis v'acholay. Is the charay you don't need a kazayis? Is the shver nochemul on Rav? And what do you think the Gemara is going to answer? I'm Rav Nachman. B'mashu basar gidim v'atzamayis. When it said over here in this brisa, notel tzibur she'ein boy kazayis, it didn't mean that the entire tzibur is not a kazayis. It just meant that there wasn't a kezayis of basar in this tzipor. However, there was a kezayis of eva menachai. Because if you take the basar and you add to it mitzar of the gidim v'atzamayis, then you do have a full kezayis after all. So as you see, Gemara asks the same kasha three different ways on Rav, and the Gemara gives the same teretz. So if anybody stops you in the street and says, what are you chayiv on by eva menachai? Are you chayiv by a mashu or by a kezayis? And you'll tell him it's really both. It depends what you are referring to. If you're referring to the basar in the Evim and Achai, even a mashu, even a pitzel, a small little drop. However, if you're talking about the Evim and Achai in its totality, then you have to have the basar, gidim v'atzamayis all together, and that has to add up to a kizayis. Zokti war. Now the Gemara asks a very, very sharp question. You're telling me this person ate a ganze tzipor, there wasn't a kezayis min habosar alone, but this tzipor had a whole bunch of evarim with the aver, the basar, gidim vatzomis together, adds up to a kezayis. So it must be that a tzipor is very, very thin. In Yiddish, zayir mugger, very thin. How do I know it's very thin? If you were to go and take this oif, shecht it, open it up, you add up all the basar together, and it doesn't add up to a kezayis. But didn't Rav require that you be oiva eva menachai, you have to have a kezayis? Yeah, with the basar and the atzamois, there you had an aver of a kezayis. But the whole bird on its own didn't have a kezayis of basar. So freitetz the Gemara. Omeka midi, did you ever see a bird, the bekule, the whole bird from top to bottom, from nose to toes, less be kezayis basa, ubechad aver ikke kezayis b'mashu basa gidim batzamayis. Did you ever hear of a bird like that? I can't even imagine it. This bird, separate evarim. It had 5 evarim, 10 evarim, 20 evarim. Many of those evarim had a full kezayis of basa gidim batzamayis. But the entire bird, kol kosher, the gam tzabakol mikol, had less than a kezayis of basa. Could it really be? Rav Sharvia in yo, the Kalnisa. That's the famous Kalnisa bird. What's the Kalnisa bird? Look, Rashi, Kalnisa, 10 lines before the Y lines. Oif kochish mo'oid. A very thin bird. If you ever go to those weight doctors, there was never a Kalnisa online. They never had to go and take metformin. They didn't have to take Olympics. And they didn't have to go and take injections. They didn't have to have a waistbanding. The Kalnisas, is an oif, kochosh ma'oif, very, very thin bird. So yes, you could have large gidim v'atzomais, but the entire amount of basa was mamish hakol shehu, and therefore the whole bird, bakal mikakol, had less than a kezayis basa, but it had a kezayis together with the gidim and atzomais. Frank Dimara, Eim Seifa, let's continue back to that brisa that we talked about, this tzipa she'em by kezayis. So it said, Chanukah, if you choked it, v'achol, and now you ate it, obviously there's no eiver menachai anymore, you have a problem of nevela. The v'achol, v'kezayis. Then the shiur will talk about a kezayis, that you have to eat a kezayis of basar. We're no longer talking about an eiver, we're talking about a kezayis of basar. Frank Dimara, v'kalnisa oif tamehu. The kalnisa that you spoke about, that's the famous kalnisa oif tameh. It's not an oif tahar. So if it's not an oif tahar, there is no isser of eating. But it's an isser of eating the oif tameh. What he means to say is, he's saying, Chanukah v'achol ha-dibiyakol b'kezayis. Then the shear would be a kezayis. My good friend, the kalnisa is an oif tameh. So there wouldn't be this din that you're talking about of eating it now b'kezayis. Imtim t'olayim v'skutrashi. Okay. Oif tor shukar. And so Rashi says, you see Rashi, kalnisa oif tamehu, about 10 lines before, right after kalnisa oif kochish moid, kalnisa oif tamehu, unahi de leke iser nevela, bepachas me kezayis, iser tome mia ikka de berihu. Iser tome doesn't mean tuma, it means non kosher species, lechoida your oiver, because you ate the entire bird. That was the lashon of this braisa. How did the braisa begin? Shteitach that he ate the ganze masa. Notal tzipar she'ein by kezayis, and the ganze tzipar v'acholoi, and he ate the whole tzipar, the whole beria. So what did we say now? That if you went and it died or chanoki, you killed it. Then what's the din? The shear is by kezayis. If you hold beria, damarav tmei ben b'chayav ben misasa b'kolshu. Why would it say here in the braisa that you ate this nevela? If you're talking about an avelis oif tamei, you shouldn't need to have the kezayis. It's a beria. Once eating a beria, it's like in the mola, you ate the whole thing. In other words, there's a non-kosher bird which is famous. That's the kalnisa bird, which is not kosher. What is it famous for? It's kochush ma'oid, that it has big bones and thick bones and gidim. Atzomais, when it comes to flesh, very, very little. The whole flesh is less than a kezayis. Among the kosher birds, I don't know what the name of it is, but there's something similar, a distant cousin. It's a kosher bird. It's ke'en kosam namish kalnis. It's not called kalnis. But also it's an oif kochish mod. Okay. So Mela, what he's telling us is, don't think that this is an impossibility. There are oifis like that, which are large, have big, big, thick at some ways, medgidim, when it comes to the flesh, very, very little. Okay, so then if you eat it and it's alive, you're eating Eivr Menachai, says our Gemara, since you're eating an Eivr Menachai, you're mitzaref the Eivr, the Basar, which is less than a kezayis, of a half a kezayis, gidim batzomis, and you're Eivr. However, if you're not talking about the when it's alive, and you're talking about when it's dead, now it's no longer eating it out Eivr Menachai, you're now eating a nevela. Nevela is b'kezayis, a kezayis of basar, and not a kezayis of basar, gidim the atzamis. So this bird, a grosser bird, but has very little flesh to it. Okay, Omer Rava. Now Rava is making a very interesting comment on this machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. Remember, what did we say the machloikis was? That according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, a live bird b'chayel evorim oimedes. Even though now it's a full-fledged bird, but I'm assuming that when the person is going to eat from it, he's going to eat it aver. He's not going to take the whole bird and stuff it into his mouth. So he's going to eat it aver. So, therefore, each aver is a separate aver b'fnei and aver menachai, and that's why he's chayiv according to Blazer Reb Shimon. But Rebbe says, I look at it as an entire bird. Now, if you ate the entire bird, you didn't eat one Eivr Menachai, you ate the ganze chai. And that's why Rebbe says, Yepater by Yishleim. That's what we said before. So Rava is asking now, that's the objective standard. Do you also look subjectively at each individual who's eating from this bird? And the Gemara explains, Amar Rav, Im Tim Salim Asavar Rebbe, machshavas oichlin shma machshava. This is a borrowed term. Normally we talk about machshavas oichlin, we're talking about tumah v'tahara, and he's machshav this for an oichel. Therefore, since he's machshav an oichel, it becomes an oichel, and it's mekabel tumah. That's what we're talking about over here. Oichlin over here doesn't mean the food, oichlin means the people. Machshavas, if Rebbe holds machshavas oichlin, the person who's eating, if you hold shma machshava, that is something to take into consideration when we're talking about Eva Menachai, as well as Neveilois Ukadoima, Chishav Le Oichla Eiver Eiver V'Achola. What was the svar of Rebbe before? Rebbe says that B'chayeha Lav Le'Evorim Oimedes. Maskin. But what happens, the person is looking at this Oif Tohar, which is small in terms of the amount of flesh, and he says, or at least he has a machshava, and he says, Rabbi Isai, I'm going to go and eat this bird shortly, Eiver Eiver. I'm going to cut it up into, I'm not going to shecht it. I'm going to go and eat it, one Eiver, noch an Eiver, the right wing, then the left wing, and then the right foot, and the bottom foot, and then the cup. He's going to eat it, Eiver Eiver. So he already had a machshava, Zoichlin, to go and split up this shleima into Eivar. So even a normally Rebbe holds that an oif, which is so small, b'chayeha, lav le'evorim oimedes, if Rebbe would hold that the individual has a right to have a machshava how he is going to eat it, I could care less how everybody else looks at this oif. I see this oif, that I'm going to eat it, evorim, evorim. So chishim v'oich le'evor, v'acholah, kula chayim. Even though he ate the whole thing up, bakal mikal kol, in other words, he cut it up, he chishav lo'ich le'ev, and then he ate the whole thing, he's still got to be chayiv. Why? Amalei Abaye, umhikamidi, is this possible? The ilu ochel le'acher. Anybody else at the tesh that's looking upon this as eating it shleima, I'm going to eat the whole thing in one gulp or one bite, lo'y mechayiv, he's going to be potter according to Rebbe, because Rebbe said that b'chayya lav le'ivar me'medes, ba'ochel le'hai. But this individual, because he has his machshava, he will be mechayiv. So is that logical? Amalaya. Zelefi machshav toy, zelefi machshav toy. Each one can have their own machshava. I don't have to have my machshava just like you. Your machshava is eat the whole thing, bakal mikakal. According to you, einachanami, the person would be potter, according to Rebbe, because it's not an eiver menachai, it's the ganzachai. But if this person had in mind to eat a taka eiver, 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 even though ultimately he ate the whole thing, nevertheless, he'd be chayiv because he was machshavit le'evarav. And now the Gemara says, he'd only get one malchus altogether because of the fact that he's eating shnei kazeisei chaylev behelem echad. Here's not behelem echad, we're talking he did it b'mezid, but he's only eating it at one time. There was one hasra'ah, don't eat eiver menachai, and he intended eating it eiver, 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 and he ate the whole thing.
Because
what you're saying is the word machshav in our Gemara is lav dafka. It means really a dibor, and this is similar to what we had in Zvachim and Menachas, that when you're talking about a machshav espigol, he has to go and say it out loud. It's not only a machshav in the cup. He has to go and enunciate his machshav. Exactly. Very good. Say a good kuzah. The Yom Rav, and now Rav says the same halacha in reverse. Imtin Soleim Esav Rav Blazer Rav Shimon. Remember, Rav Blazer Rav Shimon is the one that says that a bird bechayeha le'evorim oimedes. Yes, it looks to you and to me like a shleima, but you know that eventually this is going to be cut up into pieces, and therefore you look upon it now as just not being one bird, but being like 10 separate evorim menachais, and therefore you're going to be oiver, even though it's less than a kazais. That was the din of Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, that this oif bechayel evorim oimedes. But now we have a reverse. The Amar Rava imtim saloi mesav Reb Lozer Reb Shimon machshav is oichel shema machshava chishav le'oichla. What happens if he wanted to go and eat an initially mesa after it was already dead? In other words, not to eat evorim menachai. His machshava to go and eat it dead. And what would happen if you eat it dead? He would eat the whole thing. But he changed his mind. and eventually he ate the whole thing when it was alive, then he'd be potter. Why would he be potter on that? Because over here he didn't have a machshava to go and eat it bechayim all at once, but rather to go and eat a mesa. And mesa, you have to have a shear of a kezayis of basar, because now you're talking about nevela. See, even though he didn't eat a nevela, but that was his intention. That's enough to go and pati you, even though he ate chayi evim and a chayi. And again, Abai asks the same thing. Does that make sense? Each person you look at his approach is machshava, or like Yonison before, it has to be his dibur that he speaks out what he wants. Okay, we finished that sugya. Now from here to the bottom of the Amud is very, very simple. The Gemara introduces
Shimon, his father, that the guy, everything is Bussam of Shuvah. Shabbos and all over, you find Shimon.
Very good.
Beautiful.
Machshavas. Okay. Beautiful.
He disagreed with his father.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Shain Tzugishtat. Omer of Yoichanan. Now we have three separate Isurim that the Gemara is going to talk about. Number one, Eivir Menachai. Number two, Bosser Menachai. And number three, Bosser Menhatrefer. Bosser Menachai is just like Eivir Menachai. It's just that by the Eivir Menachai, you're eating an Eivir consisting of Bosser Gidim Vatzomais, which Rav says has to be a totality of a Kezayis. Bosser Menachai means that you ate Basar of the Kezayis Menachai, from a labidika animal, you cut off a piece of basar. You didn't eat any atzamites. You didn't eat any gidim. You ate basar. There too, there's a din of bikezayis. So you have an Eivim Menachai, Basar Menachai, and Basar Menatreifa from an animal which you shechted, and unfortunately, it was a treifa, it had a sircha in the lungs, ukedai. So now, how do I know these three isur? Amr b'yechadah. It says in the pasuk "Lisoichal nefesh ma'basar." That is what we just learned at the beginning of today's Omer Aleph. That's the din of Eivim Menachai. Only Eivim Menachai. That's all I learned from it. Don't eat basar with the nefesh kayim Eivim Menachai. Halacha number one.
Why would that be Eivim more than basar? I still don't get that.
Because I have a separate pasuk of basar. Continue on. O basar basar the treifa lo yisachelu zeh basar menachai. So einoy inyan le. Basar Menachai, because they already have Basar Basar the Treifa. So now you're the Indian of Eivir Menachai. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learned.
It's
good. Everybody's tefreden.
Yeah.
Basar Basar the Treifa leis Chelo. From this, I learned two halachas. Number one, Zeh Basar Menachai, Basar Menatreifa. Now, how do the words Basar Basar the Treifa apply to both of them? Because as you recall, Basar Basar the Treifa means anything which is outside of its miskeres. So we said, for instance, if your person eats kodshim outside the Azara, or kodshim kalim outside Yerushalayim, he's eating basar basar the treifa outside of the normal maskeras where it's supposed to be, having nothing to do with feel. Feel is just describing the Torah. You got to eat it where it's supposed to be in its environment, and not, don't stray outside. So how does Rabbi Yochanan learn now? Basar basar the treifa. How were you supposed to eat basar from an animal? You're supposed to eat it by shechting it and making sure that it's kosher, there was no tarfus in this animal. What happens if you didn't shecht it? So then you went out of your misgeres, out of your normal framework. That's basar menachai. Or basar menatreifa. That to stay befeidish. Basar basar treifa leisachelo. So therefore, first pasik eivim menachai, second pasik basar menachai, and basar menatreifa. Haltus and cup, because we're going to get back to us another moment. Reb Shimon Lakish Omar, lo yisoichal nefesh basar. That's Eivir Menachai and Basar Menachai. Like Yoinison was saying, that both of them mean don't eat the nefesh with the basar. Say if you're eating basar alone of a kezayis, say if you're eating an Eivir, we have the hishtad, the tziruf of basar gidim batzameis. Both of those you learn from lo yisoichal nefesh basar. What do you learn basar basar the treifa lo yisachelu? Zeh basar mina treifa. Avo Eivir Menachai, or basar menachai. You learn from the other pasuk. Okay, so I said Abba, it's really Ochal. I'm sorry. So Basar Menatreifa, full stop, period, exclamation point. Stop. So now, on the surface, okay, so you have Machlokes, where you learn the Isser from. Where is the Nafka Mina, the Gabi the Basar Menachai? Everybody agrees you learn Eivir Menachai from Leseichel Nefeshim HaBasar. Everybody agrees you learn Basar Menatreifa from Basar Menatreifa Leseichel. And Machlokes is the Gabi the Basar Menachai. Is that for the first pasuk or the second pasuk? And you're going to tell me, who cares? You're over at Isser, if you had a hasra and you ate a kazayas, then boom, then you go and get malchus. So you want, no. It's a big nafka mina lahalacha. What the nafka mina eat would be, what happens if this person was a machmir and he ate together with Eva Menachai, he also ate Basa Menachai. Or together with Basa Menachai, he also ate Basa Menatreif. Zoktimot. Ochal Eva Menachai. U Basa Menachai, Rav Yochanan Chayiv Shtayim. Why Chayiv Shtayim? Because Eva Menachai learned from the first Basik, and by Basa Menachai learned from the second Basik. So he's over two Isurim. Exactly, so he's going to be Chayiv Shtayim. Rav Shem Ben Lakish ain't a Chayiv Ela Achas. Why? Because according to Rav Shem Ben Lakish, both Eva Menachai and Basa Menachai I learned from the same Pasik. So it's like eating Shtei Zeise Chayla Be'elamechon, as if you're eating it together as one, because they're both... Sorry?
One basin.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm only hopping on the word Helen, but that's why you're showing it. But you're right. The same thing would apply to a mason. Now, Ochel Basa Menachai. U basim and atreif. What happens if you ate the two basars together? Then pshim and lakish and chayiv shtayim. Why? Because he learns basim and chayiv from the first pasik, and basim and atreif from the second pasik, and he gets two. Rabbi Yochanan chayiv ala achas. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, both basars, the basim and chayiv and the basim and atreif, he learned from the second pasik of a fasim basar atreif loisachel. Avol Avram and I'm sorry. Ochal Avram and chayiv. Ubasim and Atreifa, Avim and Achai was from Pasik 1, according to everybody. Basa Treifa, according to everybody, that's the second Pasik. The Verkoil Chayivstein, that everybody agrees, you're going to get two times Malkis. One, because of Pasik number one, you ate Avim and Achai. And number two, Basa Treifa, you went for the second Pasik, the Basa Psa Treifa, Lisa Chelu. Everybody agrees, you get two times Malkis. Stop over here, Abba Yisai. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.